970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Allstate Sweeping reminds parents in our listening area that over the summer, children who are out of school shouldn't be out of luck, hope, or guidance. For many troubled youth, the first step towards drugs and crime is having nothing better to do. Take your kids to the beach, park, or family center. It's the best weapon against delinquency, crime, and drug abuse. This message is from Allstate Sweeping. They're a concerned area business working toward drug-free communities for our youngsters. That's Allstate Sweeping, located at 10150 East 106th Avenue in Brighton. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Wonderful, wonderful conference yesterday. We had over 185 people there, maybe closer to 200. Don't have the exact number yet, but it was a great and enthusiastic crowd. People all across the country, including a contingent that comes every year from Colorado, people who listen to this radio station and are involved in trying to get out the message that we bring. Well, this morning, one of the people who attended is with us. He's calling from his hotel here in the Aptos area of California. And J. Michael Bennett has his own radio program back in Nashville, Tennessee. He is an aeronautical, it's a trained in aeronautical engineering, and that's how he really makes his living. But he wants to get the message out and is doing a great job of reaching people with an understanding of the true nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in. Now, they want you to think this has something to do with conservative, liberals, right, left, Republicans, Democrats, or that communism is the enemy, or that the Chinese communists are the enemy. And I would say if the Chinese communists are the enemy, why have we intentionally transferred our technology and our construction to them? Why, when the United States government had actually given General Motors $50 billion to open new factories so we could get people working, and General Motors promptly opened a series of new plants in communist China and India, that there was no outcry from our leaders? Or why was it that certainly after the fall of Russia, why we went over to Russia with aid, with money from the Asian Development Bank and the Export-Import Bank and the IMF, which we controlled, and the World Bank, which we controlled, and American corporations was tied to the corporate elite and drilled the oil wells and the gas wells that allowed them to become the largest natural gas producer in the world and the second largest producer of oil in the world. And they're really the enemy. Why do those things go on? And if you haven't read Professor Sutton's book about Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution and how we finance and our leaders have financed communism since its inception and kept it going, or read my little pamphlet, The Communist Capitalist Alliance, which quotes from Soldier, that's about how we've maintained communism throughout the world. If communism is the enemy, why would you do that? Because communism isn't the enemy. But you had to have something to focus people's attention on so they would never understand what this is really all about. Well, Michael J. Michael Bennett, our guest this morning, certainly understands the enemy. In fact, the enemy invited him to give a speech at one of their meetings recently, and I'm going to let him tell you this amazing story where 500 or 600 of the people who hate the God of the Bible were gathered together, and he was the lone Christian speaker. J. Michael, thanks for being with us today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. I hope you can hear me fine here on my cell phone here in the hotel room.
We certainly can. You go right ahead.
Great, great. And it was just wonderful to be at the conference. I highly recommend all of our listeners today to make sure they come next year for the next Radio Liberty Conference. The particular conference you're talking about was very different than the one I just attended with you this weekend. About 2 years ago, I became aware of an organization that is a United Nations non-governmental organization called the International Institute of Integral Human Sciences. And in fact, I recently stumbled across an email of a story that I believe was the genesis of my knowledge, even that this organization existed. And I was shocked to find out that I and others around me were not aware of it. And when I checked out their website, I found out that it is an organization that is jointly funded by the World Council of Churches and the United Nations. I'm sure many listeners may be surprised to hear that the United Nations would be involved in religious activities like this, a very structured approach, because we normally think about them in feeding refugees or having other programs related to poverty or our local strife or things. But it's been a project that's been underway for a long period of time. There's a gentleman who is an Anglican theologian. He's a professor in Montreal. He and his wife run the organization. From the evidence I've seen on their website and their comments, it appears they've had help at very high places, people like Kofi Annan, the Dalai Lama, Pope John Paul, just a host of very famous people. Edgar Mitchell assisted them in getting this organization off the ground. They have a very interesting background themselves. The wife, who also is a minister of some sort, she is known in Canada as the one of the top children's therapists in the country, from what I've read, and also one of the top occult psychics and spirit channelers. So it's a very distinct group that has started this organization. And a cursory review of their website, you find that they've even started a religious order, sort of for a new type of religion under the auspices of the United Nations and World Council of Churches that's called the Order of the Transfiguration. And the slogan or the motto of this group, its mission, is to serve as a midwife of a new humanity and a new world order. And they actually ordain people and teach them various techniques that they say of invoking spirits, contacting angels, the spirits of the dead, entities on the other side by various means. So that's one of the main things they advertise of their techniques of what they do.
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand that they're not talking about God's angels. They're talking about demonic spirits. And you mentioned that the wife of the founder was a channeler. They're channeling, of course, these demonic spirits and the information that comes from the supernatural side. There is a supernatural force out there, and they're simply tapping into it. But it's not in the God of the Bible. We'll be right back.
This
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
I'm 72 years old, and I'm enjoying the good life. Thanks to the people at Good Life International, along with good exercise, a healthy diet, and Good Life liquid supplements, I feel great and breeze through the day. You can experience the good life, too, by taking Mega Cardio Plus. To find out more, go to www.attackdisease.4tgl.com or call 720-494-GOOD. That's 720-494-4663.
Staff and families of Brown's Appliance and Service Center takes this time out to recognize and salute the Brighton men and women in uniform, standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Let's always remember them in our thoughts and prayers. Their efforts abroad and our support has kept America strong. That's from your friends at Brown's Appliance and Service Center, where Alan Swain and his family and staff are always working to make our area a safer place to live. That's Brown's Appliance Service Center at 204 South Main Street in Brighton. Call 659-0410.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, J. Michael Bennett, who has his own radio program in Nashville, Tennessee, and he's telling us about this meeting he attended. He was invited to it. He had the actual head of the organization on his radio program, and they had a conversation, and so Michael was invited as a lone Christian. There were people there from all of the occult branches of this world occult movement that dominates everything going on today as an intense hatred of the God of the Bible. You have to understand this, and of course nobody's telling you about the real conspiracy against the God of the Bible, this effort to bring in a new world order and a new world religion and install a new world leader, the Antichrist. It's not imaginary. It's real. The Bible is accurate. And the last thing they want you to know, which is why the churches don't tell you, is that the true story of the Bible is absolutely true. Well, you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that last point, because once I got to the actual meeting itself, and let me just fill in quickly, I was intrigued enough by this story to actually ask the head of the organization on my show, as you alluded to, and he actually agreed to come on. We had a very civil discussion. We talked about the positions of the organization versus what the Bible has to say, and again, this was not even conducted on a Christian radio station, but I thought that was the end of the story, and I was very surprised a few months later to be invited to speak at their annual international conference in Montreal, and I'm very gracious and I'm very appreciative of it. I wasn't certain that for sure I wanted to go, because I knew that the biblical Christian belief approach was going to be excluded, except for my talk, from the speakers that I had seen. Virtually every other religious faith was represented except a Bible-based Christian belief. But after much prayer and seeking advice from some wise counsel, I agreed to accept their offer and attended last summer, actually 2008, for their meeting. But regarding people who are Bible-believing Christians, I took an associate of mine, an assistant pastor, who went with me. And as we were walking into the meeting, we were talking to one of the people coming in, and they didn't know who we were. And my pastor mentioned that how they were so inclusive, looking for the materials and displays they had, that they just included so many different divergent beliefs, and He asked if there was anyone who really wasn't welcome in this organization, and the person mentioned that the only people they could see who weren't really welcome were people who took the Bible literally, which was a very interesting point to consider going into the nature of my talk. The theme of the conference was the reconnection of heaven and earth in space and the human psyche, and the general premise they had was that up to this period of time, portals have been opened into the spirit world and the world beyond through people like mediums and psychics and those who could contact those on the inner side, that very soon these portals are going to be open en masse to all of humanity, and there's going to be a direct connection between the spirit world beyond and the world here. So that provided me an interesting opportunity to look at this from a biblical worldview. The other speakers spoke very excitedly about this opportunity. There were a large number of speakers who believe more in the UFO cult religion, who believe that our space creators are in outer space and they're coming back to reclaim us, and that contact will be available soon. So that was much of the bulk of the talk, as well as other New Age type discussions and various belief systems, including shamans and ancient to Aboriginal beliefs and things like this. And my particular talk was called the dangers involved, or the challenges when heaven and earth collide. And so I took the same theme that they had and actually began with a historical review. I used a very academic style approach in my talk about the history of people that have changed world history due to contacts they have had with spirits or beings that claim to be from the other side, not necessarily God per se, but other spirits and beings that passed on particular information that ended up changing the world, and particularly the people who received the information. So I began all the way back to ancient Babylon and the revised worldview and cosmology given by these spirits about their spin on an evil creator God who tried to hold back humanity, whereas there was a light bearer in the garden who actually tried to restore humanity and provide hidden wisdom and knowledge, and how that made manifest through various civilizations that proceeded out of that area in the Crescent. And particularly talked about the Oracle of Delphi, ancient contacts, including even into the more modern eras, people like Dr. John Dee, a magician, who believed himself a God-fearing man but had such a thirst for knowledge that he decided to use other means like crystal balls, occult scrying, to actually contact the spirit world and received spirit communications and information about navigation, the sciences, all sorts of information that history suggests may have been passed on to Francis Bacon. But at the same time, these spirits also told him in time to not worship Jesus, to not utter prayers to him, and other similar communications. And that was a common theme. And as you get toward the 20th century and beyond, we have people like Aleister Crowley. He received similar information. He used the Enochian magic that was given to Dr. John Dee in the court of Queen Elizabeth, and people like Jack Parsons, who received great information. My understanding is he had very minimal education, but became the real father of the modern rocket program through the information he received and communicated directly right now to the modern era, and even very world religious.
Could I just comment for a minute? I mean, have you out there in the audience ever wondered why we spent countless billions of dollars on the space program? Because it's founded in the occult. What have we accomplished? Well, we put a man on the moon. And what did that accomplish? Well, we put a man on the moon. Of course, we can't do it now. At least we're told we put a man on the moon. But, 20 or 30 years later, after having accomplished that in the 1960s, we're totally incapable of putting a man on the moon today. Why was it we could do it 30 years ago, but we can't do it today? Is something wrong with this thing? Why are we spending all this money out in space when we could use it here on the Earth? Because of the strong occult beliefs that surround this whole thing. And Jack Paulson, who is the founder of the STACE program, was deeply involved in the occult, as was Edgar Mitchell, one of the astronauts, and so many of the people who were involved, and they were, according to, was it Armstrong talked about, who The occult ceremonies that were carried out in the space capsule. Do I have that correct?
Well, that's right. From the evidence I've seen, the testimony from Buzz Aldrin, they conducted a Masonic ceremony right in the capsule, right there on the surface of the moon.
Right.
And there are other occult connections even between the people who ran mission control at the same time and the information there. But I want to make sure people that understand is that these kind of communications are not done in caves all the time or out in the middle of the woods or remote places. Just in recent memory, we have a major university, University of New Mexico, had a formal clinical study of using a particular drug, DMT, that's used by shamans in South America to contact the same kind of spirit entities we hear recorded about in these alien abduction experiments, and with the intent of understanding who these creatures are and clinically noting the contacts that these people made. They were frightening contacts that the subjects had. And even currently today, the University of Arizona is running a program called the Sophia Project, where they're actually bringing in channelers, spirit mediums, any kind of contactees that are making contacts with spirits on the other side, and then they're clinically documenting the messages, the results that happen from it. So it's still a very, very important thing today. But the next phase of my talk, I reflected on what the Bible has to say, and I was very upfront with the audience at the conference that I'm committed to the accuracy, the authenticity, and the authority of the Bible. And based upon that premise, I looked at the commentary that the Bible has to say on similar contacts recorded in the Bible and how it puts a perspective or commentary on the significance. And the first contact that we see in the Bible is in the Garden of Eden, where we see the serpent actually approach Adam and Eve. And as it turns out, he makes two offers to them that are the identical offering that all of these other historical contacts in the recorded messages actually offer. The first he offers is to illuminate them or to open their eyes so they can have great wisdom and knowledge that they don't have. And the second is that they could become as gods. And this same message, again, is repeated over and over again in the historical record on contacts with other spirit beings. But throughout the Bible, you see all sorts of contacts, like King Saul, who very quietly and secretly went to contact the witch of Endor to try to contact Samuel and other kind of events. But as we know, the Bible is very explicit. In the Old Testament, the warnings are so strong about not contacting these spirits because they're deceptive, they will mix truth and error, and they will lead the people astray. And there are a few comments that God gives when any prophet or other seer would actually bring these messages. He warns them that at times he will even send a false prophet to test the people to see if they stay close to his word. And if a false prophet teaches a message apart, they are supposed to see this as a test to stay fast to God's word. And secondly, he even says that some of these people will actually do great signs and wonders. They could even do healings. But again, if they lead the people of God away from him and his expressed word, again, it's a test to make sure that they hold fast. And then in the conclusion, I talk about in the New Testament about what Jesus, and then in the book of Revelation, about what Christians understand in agreement, that there is soon probably going to be a mass opening of the spirit world in the plane of existence of the world we have today. But we do not see it as a great time of great excitement. It is going to be a time of judgment. The Bible says that the stars of heaven and the heavenly host are going to be thrown down to earth in judgment. The abyss is going to open. These creatures are going to come forward that have been in chains of darkness since the time of before the flood. And it's going to be a time of great suffering for humanity until the judgment is complete. But in conclusion, not only are these great powers and what the Bible calls small g gods of the earth, that they're going to be judged. They're going to bow before the feet of Jesus and be led off to eternal punishment. But their followers as well, their human followers, those who they're seers and contactees and wizards and sorcerers, they are actually going to be destroyed as well. And Isaiah says even their bodies are going to lie unburied outside the city of the people. So that's how I concluded my message. I tried to give an up-tempo comment that this information produced a responsibility to the listeners to make decisions part of it and realize what side you were hooking up your hopes and dreams to and who you were following. And now is the time to make decisions. So after an hour and a half, you could hear a pin drop after I provided that message.
And, of course, what was the response? Because basically you were telling about how the very, bowels of hell were going to be opened and all these demonic spirits were going to be allowed to operate openly and freely here on the earth. What was their response to that message?
Well, you know, during my talk, you could hear a few whispers and people looking back and forth. But at the conclusion of it, I have to explain, a room of about, say, 300 to 400 people who were in attendance, virtually all of them, from other information I gathered, virtually all of them actually were spirit mediums or contactees of some form. And immediately after the talk, the co-facilitator of the meeting stood up and told all of the psychics and spirit mediums to meet her up at the front of the room. And so I didn't know what I was in for next, but they had a panel session immediately after that, where they actually had a Muslim Sufi scholar, a Jewish Kabbalah specialist, a Buddhist priest, representative of the United Nations, and the head of the organization, actually talk about the assertions in my presentation about the preeminence of Jesus Christ over other gods and what the significance of it was. So that was the interesting twist that happened afterwards. I was supposed to be part of the discussion, but really didn't have a chance to talk. So they did, I guess, what you might call damage control in response to the discussion I had and tried to put their spin on what I had to say.
Well, it sounds like a fascinating experience, and I think people have to understand that this is not imaginary. There really are literally millions of people in Canada and throughout this country who hate the God of the Bible, who worship a different God. And many of these are among the wealthiest people in our nation, the great fortunes, Ford, Carnegie, Rockefeller. All of these people, of course, have tapped into the supernatural.
How well do you know the law? The situation calls for citizen's arrest, but proving your case seems to require a lawyer. What kind of proof do you need in court? The answer will surprise you. Back in a minute.
Discover America's truth. Citizen power creates freedom. Send for Hal von Lupert's Citizen Power series, Citizen Arrest, The Grand Jury, and Guerrilla Law, $27. Greeley, Colorado, P.O. Box 837. Citizen Power.
If you make a citizen's arrest, how is the suspect convicted? In the United States, courtroom proof is not materially different from common sense proof. Evidence may be a photograph, a tape recording, a witness who saw or heard what happened. Even remarks made during commission of the crime, although hearsay, are admissible in court. Proof, however, is the prosecutor's chore. To make citizen's arrest only requires probable cause.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Evangelist and Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in the Loveland, Colorado area during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more details. Once again, Evangelist Pastor Samuel Santos will be holding meetings in Loveland during the month of October. Listen to the American Freedom Network, KHNC 1360 AM, for more information.
Well, I stand back here, and before we go on, I will give our telephone number out if you're out there in the audience would like to talk to J. Michael. It's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, Michael, would you like to get out your website, contact information, tell people how they can listen to your radio programs?
I'd be honored to. If you're in the greater Nashville area, including southern Kentucky, down on the border of Alabama, you can hear via the airwaves on AM 760 WENO. We're on every day at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. The rest of the audience in other parts of the country around the world, please go to futurequake.com. That's like earthquake, but it's futurequake, Q-U-A-K-E.com. And if you look at the top of that page, you'll see a tab for past shows, and you'll find on there that all 5 years of our shows are all archived. You'll see topic in descending order of occurrence and airing. And I would certainly encourage everyone to go through, either download the shows, put them into your iPod, we're also on iTunes, by the way, or listen streaming real time, and see what you think about the kind of information we have. I think you'll find information very similar, sympathetic to what Dr. Stan covers. We will have some other unique guests there. We have a little different approach in how we do things. But we have the same kind of a commitment that Dr. Stan has about understanding the worldview of what's going on around us from a biblical worldview and standpoint.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand that there is another dimension, that there are people who are in contact with the other dimension, that these people have a master plan for a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world currency, a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and then the installation of a world leader. And, of course, the reason that they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools had nothing to do with the Constitution. It had to do with the destruction of Christianity. When you understand the Masonic influence, and not only the Masonic influence, but the other occult influences on our nation today, you can begin to understand what's really going on. At one time, it was the Masons that control the Supreme Court. They controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971 in majorities of 5-4 8-1. At one time they had 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices. Today our Supreme Court is controlled by Catholics. And nothing against Catholics at all, but you see many of them are deeply instilled in the mysticism of the Catholic Church. And, of course, in this mysticism is turning away from the true teachings of the gospel. And, of course, I think at least five of our current Supreme Court judges are Catholic. And they have no choice but to carry out the dictates of the Catholic Church as far as mysticism is concerned. And unfortunately, the current pope has openly advocated this one-world religion and this one-world government. So you begin to see how everything is coming together. In fact, many people, even the Catholics, believe that the false prophet will come from the Catholic Church. So, but nobody's going to tell the American people these things. We're not supposed to discuss this. We're supposed to believe it has to do with ideology, you know. And the Republicans are good guys because everybody knows God is a Republican. Well, I'm very happy with some of the policies that are taken at the present time by the Republicans. But when they were in positions of power, they were pushing the wars, and they were pushing torture, and they were pushing, of course, the Medicare drug bill, which was designed to bankrupt our nation, and they were pushing No Child Left Behind, so the government could control education and destroy the faith of our children. That was, why were the Republicans doing that? Well, because there is no difference in the leadership of the two political parties. You just got to convince the people there is, so they think that we can go to the polls and vote the scoundrels out. And that's part of the illusion that we talk about, the illusion and delusion that governs our thoughts, the thoughts of our people today. Well, J. Michael, what did you think of the program that we put on yesterday?
Well, you know what? It was quite different than the one I went to in Montreal with the IIIHS. I think it's quite a bit different information. Certainly heard a lot of Bible yesterday. You know what I was struck by, and this didn't hit me until after the conference was over. Every one of your speakers who are well-known people in their own era has something in common, and I realize what it is. As I got to know each of one of them better, each one of them has sacrificed a very respectable career, a very lucrative career, for what they believe and what they feel God has called them to. And that may be why you feel a connection or affinity, because anybody who listens to your show know that's exactly what you've done yourself. You made some hard commitments in your own lifestyle to be able to do this show and to do what needs to be done. And that's an encouragement for me. Our show's been on the air about 5 years, and sometimes when you're surrounded by people who don't always understand what you're doing, even fellow Christians, you need a shot in the arm from people who have been called by God to make the same commitments, to speak truth as they understand, as they feel the Lord's laid on their heart, even when great sacrifice is involved and when their families are impacted. And that's a common theme from all of the speakers, I believe, that you had yesterday. Came from great areas of prestige, very knowledgeable individuals, and they all shared that commitment to Christ and to holding fast to Him. I thought I had heard everything in all my years of doing the radio show and the guests I've had, but I have pages and pages of notes of new things I learned at the conference itself. So it was just a real blessing, and it was certainly worth coming from the other side of the country to this beautiful area here to be able to hear these speakers and meet these people that I really respect face-to-face.
Well, I think that this is why it's so important to have people who really understand the true nature of what's going on. And I was fascinated by Tom Horn, who's been a frequent guest on our programs. I don't know that I've had him on this program, but I will. He's coming out with a new book, Apollyon Rising 2012, going in, of course, to the these occult beliefs. To me, that are coming to fruition very soon, going into the occult background of our nation's capital. And certainly he talked openly about something that Dan Brown talks about in his presentation on in the lost symbol, and that is the Capitol building itself. And you look at the ceiling there in the Capitol building, that dome that we characterize the nation's capital by. There you'll see this gigantic picture on the ceiling that's painted there called the Apotheosis of George Washington, where George Washington becomes a god. And, of course, the whole idea is that we all have the potential to become God. Even more than that, of course, that the whole architecture of the nation's capital was to stimulate the other great empires, as America's become a great empire and break the whole world into this one focus.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning reminds drivers, when you see a school bus stop, there are probably children on foot nearby. Many may not have much experience crossing streets and watching for cars, so never pass. Not only is it the right and safe thing to do, it's the law. That was presented by A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning, the heating expert who can tell you if your last year's fuel bill was grossly out of line. And if it was, what repairs or replacements would offer you the greatest long-term savings? Call 303-659-1087. A&H Valley Heating and Air Conditioning at 165 East Long Peak Street in Brighton.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Well, I stand back here. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. I send you our guest today, J. Michael Bennett. Well, Michael, looking back on your experience going to this meeting of the occultists, the shamans, the channelers, the others, Sydney, what we're up against is these people who have a different worldview, and most people don't even really know they exist, or that they are well organized, or the influence they have over really our government, our space program, the financial leaders of the world. Would you like to pick up, and what is your impression? How powerful are they? What influence are they having on the policies being carried out by our government and the United Nations today?
Well, you know, there's several facets to this. One is, obviously, when I mention groups like the United Nations or World Council of Churches sponsoring them, they obviously have deep pockets. So financing is not an issue. This group's actually an NGO, and for any of your listeners who study the United Nations very much, they understand that the NGOs are really the ones who run the ship for the United Nations. They make decisions, they're unelected. They make them behind the scenes. There are figureheads up there. You have many leaders in the UN that are caught sometimes in Africa doing very profane things. They can be very wicked, a lot of debauchery and things going on, but they just enjoy the power trip. But the NGOs are the ones who are really carrying out an agenda. They're formulating it. But several things strike me. One is I'm very disturbed that you have a group, even the World Council of Churches, which we understand the issues there, but a very prominent group that calls itself a church that is affiliated with the United Nations doing these type of activities. The other thing that I noticed when I was there is that the people who I met were what we would consider salt of the earth, middle America type people, a lot of senior citizens and others. One lady just comes to mind who lived in middle America, lived, you know, one of these idyllic little streets, and she had a altar in her home to the Babylonian Queen of Heaven in her home, and she would bake cakes for her, just like they did in the Old Testament. And there were numerous people who confessed that to me as well. This is going on in our very neighborhoods, and these are not people walking around with black robes and face paint. These are they're very quaint type people. We're doing these activities in our own godly America, going on right around us, our neighborhoods. Who knows what kind of spiritual climate that brings to our communities with this kind of activity going on. It reminds me much of that classic movie, The Wicker Man, where you see this very idyllic setting and community of people in a post-Christian culture who actually have plans to do sacrifices of the people who espouse the Christian faith. So I don't want anyone to be mistaken that these people, when they use words that they're light bearers and things like this, light bringers, that they mean a very peaceful coexistence with us. That's in no way possible. If you read their writings, you'll know that they've targeted Christians for extinction and extermination, and they can be as brutal as any other kind of world religion that we ever study. So it's very ominous to me when I read that they have 10,000 members in this group that are cell leaders, and each one of those 10,000 members has their own local cell group around the world, and is growing all the time. I want to know, where is the church? Why is the church not focusing on groups like this? How come they're not standing out front and talking about it? And, you know, in the void of voices that we do not hear from other parts of the well-funded church, we have shows like Radio Liberty and Future Quake and others that are trying to fill in the gap in the meantime as God sees fit for us to try to expose this information so people can be aware, make informed decisions, and seek God to see how we can be prepared in these last days.
And you know, Chris, one of the great holidays of America is coming up, the holiday where they spend second only unto Christmas, and that is Halloween this week. And, Chris, you know, certainly where is the outcry for celebrating the Devil's Day as a literally almost a national holiday, but certainly they'll be celebrating in the schools, you know, and the kids will all be dressing up in their devil, you know, costumes and going out and trick-and-treating and carrying on that tradition that the occultists always have. You know, if you don't give me what we want, why, we're going to punish you. We are going to do terrible things to you if you do not, of course, submit to our will. So the average American has no idea of the significance of the hallowed day that's coming up this week, do they?
No, they certainly don't. And in fact, my thoughts while you were saying that was that Christians who take all of that lightly are evidently people who've never been involved in real spiritual warfare. Because if you've ever been involved, you know, if you don't agitate the spirits and you let them do as they wish, sometimes you can go unmolested. You know, and there are certain people who invite them into the activities that they do. But if you've ever been confronted with spiritual warfare, you'll never look at this issue the same. You'll never take lightly the ghosts and goblins and spirits from the other world because it becomes all too real that the spirit world exists, that it dictates the activities of the course of men. Thank goodness those of us who are children of the Lord know that greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. But that doesn't mean that there's still not a battle. And there's a battle over the souls of men. Our weapons are not physical weapons of warfare. They're spiritual weapons. And I just want to encourage all of our listeners to keep on their knees in prayer for protection of their families, the people in their community, their church members, for themselves. And that not only would we be in a defensive posture, but be in an offensive posture to expose the works of darkness and to stand up and to resist with the weapons of our warfare in the spiritual realms so that we can be found approved of God when he returns and our work is done.
Amen to that. The time is coming, ladies and gentlemen, where these demonic forces are going to be released upon America because America is no longer a Christian nation. In fact, our president has declared we are not a Christian nation. Gee, isn't that strange? The Supreme Court's held many times we were. But, of course, the President Obama, the man who is elected by the majority of the American people, has publicly stated, and where is the outcry from our religious leaders? Why, it's deafening in its silence. Well, we're in real trouble today, ladies and gentlemen, because our nation has turned against God. And when a nation turns against God, and especially when it turns against Israel, why, God's judgment is coming very, very soon. And certainly I believe that. It's an intention, a plan to destroy our currency, to impoverish our people, to destroy what was once the land of the free, home of the brave. Jay Mackel, I'll see you in a few minutes. Looking forward to breakfast. Bye-bye.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Are you tired of caffeinated or high-calorie beverages? Good Life International wants you to try GlycoTea. you'll be drinking the finest quality tea, providing you with such benefits as absorption of carbs and calories. Great for diabetics and aids you with weight loss. For pennies a day, you can boost your energy. For more information or to order GlycoTea, go to www.life26.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
The Wild Bird Center in Denver asked, did you drive safely this morning when you saw children along the roadway? It's back to school time again, so let's be careful out there. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you a happy and safe fall season.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan. This is the last segment, and this is the time when I do like to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported. If you're positioned to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Certainly, one of the things you could do if it would be to get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. It is a very effective weapon to a giveaway, to sell, whatever you want to do, and get a case of the books at about $2.50 each, or donated market for $12.95. But you'll get certainly 60 of them for $149.95, and plus shipping. Pre-publication offer, won't make it again once we have the subscription filled. And we need to get the book back in print. It is in print. We still have some cases, but we pretty well run through them, and of course, it has been reprinted by Tom Horn. He's got it into a number of major ministries out there that I never could have reached. And what we're trying to get people to understand is that there is another dimension, that there really are people who are involved in the worship of Lucifer, and they hold key positions in government and in finance, and in education, and in every level of our government today. And they are behind this movement to create the one world government. Well, until people understand the enemy, there is no way to effectively oppose them. So if you'd like to get a case of the books, and you can sell them, go to the local flea market and set up a table there and use this as a vehicle for talking to people. Or we can get the DVD along with that at a very reduced price. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Or any of you, if you have some place to sell our products in large quantities, well, you can get a good discount on them and make some money. But the major thing is you're selling ideas and information, whether it be the real cause of how they murdered Martin Luther King, and they did murder him, there's no question, because there was a trial held, and of course, totally blacked out by the media, went on for 4 weeks, and the jury held that the government had murdered Martin Luther King. How could you cover up something like that in America? Why, we have freedom of the press, which means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want. You can get that 4-tape set from Radio Liberty, or 4-CD set. It is actually 4 CDs. The Truth About the Murder of Bobby Kennedy, a 4-CD set. The Truth About What Happened to the USS Liberty, where the American servicemen were threatened that they would be killed by their own government, by our government, if they ever dared to tell what really happened that day. That's the 4-tape set on the USS Liberty. We have a video and a DVD on it. One of them was put together, the DVD was put together by the BBC and never allowed to be shown in America. Our telephone number, 1 800 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can go there and listen to our internet programs 9 hours a day and not get anything accomplished. But you'll learn the things that will help you to survive and to teach others to survive. Because we're moving into very difficult times as they intentionally destroy the value of our currency and intentionally impoverish our people. And most Americans, of course, are going to end up as paupers.